Talks are underway in Augusta about a possible special session of the legislature in the coming weeks. Governor Janet Mills and members of her cabinet are hoping to get multiple bond proposals to the voters in November and are negotiating with legislative leaders over how to make that happen. Mel Leary has more.
Governor Mills is on vacation, but her office confirms that she's been making phone calls seeking legislative support for a package of bonds. Transportation Commissioner Bruce Van Note, who has also been working the phones, says the bond funding is needed to draw down federal funds. He also warns of a significant cutback in planned road and bridge repairs for next spring and summer unless a bond question gets on the ballot.
In an average year, we would normally put out to bid to the contractors in the ballpark of $350 million worth of advertised work. That could easily be cut in half, perhaps even more if there were no bond in November.
Several advocacy groups are also lobbying for a special session. Maria Fuentes with the Maine Better Transportation Association says the transportation bond would pay for more than roads and bridges, providing needed matching funds for port and airport improvements. Fuentes says the political reality is that the two parties need to compromise on bonds, as they have in the past.
We've been trying to reach out to legislators and leadership in the governor's office, and with the hope that they'll come up with some type of a compromise.
Republican leaders say talks are underway, but they are taking a position that any bond proposals be voted on separately and not as part of one big package. Representative Kathleen Dillingham of Oxford, the House GOP floor leader, says she has polled her caucus and found consistent support for the transportation bond.
There may be individual support amongst my caucus, but there's nothing ranging in support and like there is for transportation.
Dillingham says whether there are enough Republican votes to approve other bond proposals will be up to individual members. She says some have expressed support for measures to fund the Land for Maine's Future program, investment in broadband and workforce development, but are being cautious to keep overall borrowing in check. Senator Jeff Timberlake of Turner, the assistant GOP Senate leader, says Republicans in both House and Senate agree that the bonds must be voted on separately.
There are some members that support LMF, there's some that support broadband, some that don't, and those that don't want to have to go on record voting for something they don't necessarily want to support. So I think there is a lot of good conversation going on.
No Democratic leaders were available to comment on the negotiations, but privately confirmed that talks are underway involving both parties and Governor Mills. DOT Commissioner Bruce Van Note, who's been involved in transportation bond discussions for more than 20 years, says he's optimistic that an agreement can be worked out.
Conversations are ongoing to narrow down the kinds of things that are going to be in going to be voted on, not just transportation. It's going to be broader than that. It always is.
If lawmakers are going to propose any bonds, they need to act this month in order to have enough time to print the ballots. There are also federal requirements that ballots be available to military members and other voters living overseas at least 45 days before the election. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.